So while I find the freaking jingle bit, why don't you move this along for us?
Okay, so of course we have our favorite category, Mr. Davin, and then we're going to guess how many times she says Eric Bohr. And then the third category, yeah, I haven't used that one in quite a while. And the third category is how many times she mentions mafias. So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with three Eric Bohrs.
Okay.
And we'll go with four mafias.
Okay. I'm going to say six Mr. Davins. I'm going to say four Eric Bohr. And I'm going to go with two mafias. And Joe's girl might be chiming in with this, but I'll take down her guesses as we get there. Oh, there we are. Three Mr. Davins, no Eric Bohrs, and three mafias. All right. I know. The dissension in the ranks. Okay.
March 30th, 2015. Subject, I am taking action.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Davin.
One.
Did you get any evidence like this? I do have the evidence. How can you tell...
Me.
The truth.
Scam
the busters. She lies. To tell you the truth, I paid these fucking animals for a total of $90,000.
I paid these fucking
animals.
I paid these fucking animals.
That's really
hysterical. For so-called legal funds transfer. This is fucking lies from them. Especially from James H. Miller and Parker Green. Claiming to help
me.
They asked
me
to borrow money from credit card companies. They told
me
they want my funds to get out. They killed my whole life. This scam can kill people. I did post this on financial scam sites after
scam
the
scam busters.
Me.
They also lied to
me,
saying they want to bring my life back because the funds will hit my account, and they also will bring back the funds for the victim.
Scam
finally, I finally asked for the never-ending payment from the victim. They do not help them, but they kill the victims a lot.
Well, they don't really.
They kill the victims alive. They repeatedly kill them.
Yes.
They kill. Did you say they kill them a lot or kill them alive?
Kill them a lot.
A lot. Okay. I was like, they kill them alive. That sounds vicious.
Kill them a lot sounds more common. That makes more sense.
I think I've been desensitized. Oh.
That's Asian purple.
Asian purple.
Asian purple.
That sounds like a kind of pot.
Yeah.
I'd like an ounce of Asian purple, please.
Asian purple. It's a mellow buzz.
I've got to see the face he's making to go with that assertion.
My burnout. My burnout pot connoisseur voice.
Dude.
It's a great burn. Really good.
It's a great burn.
It's gonna be great,
dude. You look like you're a great burn.
It's gonna be great. Best buzz ever. Out.
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 Out. You can't handle your shit, man.
I can't choke out of a bong. Gotta go. We wish him well. Done a lot of good work. Can't smoke out of a bong. Gotta go. Biggest bong ever.
Yeah, really? You gotta cough. Get out.
Wow.
It's a fucking rainbow tonight.
It is Pride. In Pride Month.
Here is the anti-scam site called Pig Buster.
Pig Buster! Sorry.
Huddle.
In fact, this site is one of my favorites. Also, Ms. Young's site is my favorite, too.
Scam
I did ask
busters.
Ms. Young to post my scam story. They must be entertaining for nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Back to Damn It All Red.
Not that we haven't made a career of it.
And her nonsense entertains us as well.
Damn It All Red. Eric Bohr.
Oh, there we go.
And Brown Pound blocked themselves out because they are being traced and targeted. They deserve the punishment. They asked...
Me!
...to pay for the fees to David Moore. And they cooperate with so-called bank lawyer Morris Mariba.
Morris Mariba.
These people are fucking animals.
I wish I picked fucking animals for a category.
Yeah, really.
I expose the truth because they deserve it. They are fucking fraud stars. And then
that's another one.
Me an email from Green Parker at Yahoo. Verified. notified location, Ghana. Add to watch list, notify them, an update. The person you are communicating with using this email, Green Park, may be using a different picture with you than what we have. This must be from Pinterest or something. Scammers sometimes use different pictures on each site, change pictures often, or claim to have had their identity stolen. It does not matter what pictures the scammer uses. The person using this email address is a verified scammer. I'm sure this will hit home with her. Parker Green, Green Parker, Jennifer Green, and they have a Hotmail account for Jennifer Green. Army stock photo for regulation haircut. And then this is the email from Jennifer. Dear, I was hit by a moving car as I was going into the bank. Dear mummy.
Dear mummy. We get it. How many times do we have to tell us?
Yeah, all right, so I'm not going to ring you.
Walk it off, bitch.
So.
Walk it off.
So then there's one for Harrison Miller. They're telling her that's a scammer there. So this site is telling her, and they're telling Interpol Paris, France, Europe.com. Is also verified scammer. Yeah. So you never return the money. Yeah. So they're just going through the emails and telling her what we've already said.
Right.
And then she can. This is good comment on Melbourne. Let's see. We did not eat the money. You never sent any money to Eric. The gold is. So she's in. This is a good comment on fucking Melvin Santos. The comment Melvin Santos is a terrorist. All right. So basically, she's getting warned. Mr. Davin.
Yep. Two.
This is Miss Young website. She posts my video on her site, too. She suggested
me
one idea to post the scammers with their money in their hands. So that, you know, a lot of times the scammers, we've gone over.
Yeah.
They like to post about all the money they make from victims. Or their gold, or their chains, or their iPhones, whatever the case may be. So-called Eric Bohr.
Oh, two.
Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, Morris Mariba.
Roll call, Morris Mariba.
Parker Green, I like this. They are fucking animals. They deserve the punishment. So then she shows a picture with the scammer giving the peace.
This is the bestiality email.
Yeah, really.
Money.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, they like to do that.
Yes, they do.
They're like rap stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is from the Interpol.Paris.France account. So that email is no longer working, I guess. Melvin Santos, you will be the terrorist one because you cheat on people's money. You lie. After choking that money, this fucking Green said to
me
that he can stop the funds. Of course he chokes my money. A lot like you. You choke the victim's money. Is anybody else getting turned on?
I'm thinking. For some reason, the vision of a red ball is bouncing through my head. I don't know why.
Jackson with a little noose around his neck. Shame on you.
Funny.
This fucking Parker Green works on sex work.
Hmm. That's new.
I bet he's doing rub and tugs.
Oh, there we go.
Rub and tugs.
And I'm all right with that.
Yeah, you are. He's very permissive. Shame on him. All of you live on low life cheating on women's money. Shame. You deserve the real cyber attack everywhere. The hunters and the real scammers will trace you and target all of you.
Well,
you asked Parker Green to threaten
me.
The big lie. The funds are never transferred. They asked
me
to pay and pay financial fraud. And this is a conversation between Parker Parker says, you used my friend. Anne goes, your friend? Go to see his true personality. Fuck you. Never talk to
me
anymore. I will block you out. Defense. Green Parker. Green Parker, they wanted to pay your money back, but you are too lousy.
Well, that's a snotty thing to say.
Yes, and usually they're so nice. Anne goes, send it to my bank account. Now, Parker goes, block me now, asshole.
What? That's what he said?
He said that, yeah.
That sounds so American.
There'll be no anal tonight.
Block my asshole.
Ann goes, to show the truth. Park goes, no, fuck off. Do not even contact me again. Ann goes, so never contact me now. Ann goes, fuck off. Park goes, bye. Ann goes, criminal, fuck off. There's a lot of fucking off.
There's a lot of fucking off. But is there any prostate stimulation?
It's like a Disturbed song.
Yes.
Ann goes, the person who lies will use the generation.
What? The person who lies. I don't get it.
Con?
That's good.
I don't know what she's saying. Con.
he's doing Kirk.
Captain Kirk's doing it.
I don't know what he's saying. Con.
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 It seems that Ann Jackson is gone. The worst Kirk imitation.
Yeah. And strangely enough, I understood it.
Yeah, but you're a Trekker.
Yeah.
So you were hopeful.
I think it's going to come out at any moment.
So the person who lies will use the generation. Such a person like you. Parker goes, you owe my money. And goes, you're a real criminal. It is fucking lies. Shame on you. Parker goes, me? And goes, shame, liar. Parker goes, I help you, bastard. And goes, fucking liar. Parker goes, I block you now, since all you know is insult. Well, I just got a point. And goes, do it now. Shame on you. Parker goes, I will even ask them to stop the payment. And goes, go ahead, because you use me. Shame ahead. Go, shame on you. Go ahead.
Shame ahead. I was like, shame ahead. I said.
Shame ahead. Ah, there she blows.
And goes, never contact
me.
I will report you. Parker goes, talk to James. And goes, as a scammer. Parker goes, okay, I know you are angry.
You think? Just a tad.
Wow, he's observant.
And goes, and I quote, I do not talk to that asshole. Parker goes, I am sorry. Please take it easy. You're backing off. Sometimes you have to show strength.
By being weak.
And goes, do not forget to go fuck UN.
Imagine walking down First Avenue. Oh, that's right. I got to go fuck this place. Thank you, Ann. I almost forgot.
And then all of a and then all of a sudden, some guy with a curly earpiece comes over and goes, excuse me, sir, come with us.
But I have orders. Parker goes, your funds will soon be wired to you. Miller goes, oh, so this is Miller and Ann. Don't talk to me again. Ann goes, return the money to me. And Miller goes, go now. Bye-bye. Ann goes, $20,000. Cheater, criminal. Miller goes, they wrote your check. Bye, check. Ann goes, you should have been dead.
What?
Miller goes, Ann goes, for 25 years in jail. Lie. My check. Shame on you. I will post it now. Miller goes, you will see it. Ann goes, and I will send unrest report. Uh-oh, what a threat.
Not the unrest report.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Miller goes, contact. Bye. Did one of the scammer bye.
Really?
Yeah. That, we haven't seen that in a long time. Yeah, I was thinking about that recently.
And goes, contact. Ha, ha, ha. Miller goes, I block you now. And goes, criminal, do it now. I am happy for it. And she goes, these fucking people should be exposed everywhere. To Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
It will be laughed since this happened to me.
Me.
They did this to me.
Me.
To destroy my whole life. I have been working hard for many years, and I still work hard to pay the debts till I die. I cannot tolerate the lies which destroy the victims' lives. The victim C, is suffering from street life. She's very sick. They threaten
me
a lot to pay for so-called legal funds transfer. In fact, they choke my money. They are real scammers. The way they did to
me.
Joe, if you're going to blow your nose, leave the room.
All facial emissions are banned.
Let's do that again. You have the right angle?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah.
This is like a presidential show.
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Do I have my light? Am I in my light?
Need a little bit more oranger.
You're blocking my light. You're blocking my raccoon eyes.
Yes. I've been working hard for many years, and I still work hard to pay the debts till I die. I cannot tolerate the lies which destroy the victim's lives. The victim C, is suffering from street life. She's very sick. Well, that's news.
She's suffering from street life.
She's on the street. That's
not my God.
They threatened
me
a lot to pay for so-called legal funds transfer. In fact, they choked my money. They are real scammers. The way they did to
me
is real mafia way. They deserve being arrested in the end. Well, it's a tough place to get arrested.
Well, then again, there will be prostate stimulation.
I need to stand out telling the truth and expose them to the world. I'm taking actions in my little spare time. You never know what I suffer from. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
They make me sick, and they should vomit the money from the victim.
I don't want the money then. Thank you. I don't want the money now.
No, you can keep that.
Why is Benjamin Franklin?
Do you know a good dry cleaner? Oh, God.
Scammer Melvin Sanders.
Should vomit the money.
But you didn't have that one in your pool.
No.
scammer Melvin sent us. He sent me emails claiming yourself as a real secretary from UN. Now you are hiding like chicken behind your mail address. You are posted as a terrorist. I can see you are a real scammer. What did you say to
me?
Now you are using these fucking mafias, James H. Miller and Parker D. Green and big fraud star called Brown Cotton under FBI cheating on people. All of you choked my money out of $90,000. James H. Miller stole the gold bars from the Taliban, did he?
Did he? I didn't think so.
That takes balls. The Taliban is not a bunch of humorous people. You know, like a damn thing.
Really?
You know, religion's one thing. Stealing their shit's another, too. You know?
I think that would be a problem.
So, list one. Number one, American soldiers stole the gold bars from the Taliban's asking for the help from
me.
Because you know what? If you're a soldier stealing shit you're not supposed to steal, you're definitely going to go to a Japanese woman who's bad shit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first place I run.
The Interpol and FBI tried to help
me.
Finally threatened me to pay and pay. Number two, FBI man Brown Cotton does not know how to fly to Japan since he has no idea. FBI men are idiots? Yes.
No. They are idiots?
Doesn't know how to fly to Japan. Flap, motherfucker.
Flap, motherfucker.
I'm just here to help our FBI. I'm still pro FBI. Number three, Interpol asked
me
to pay EU 3500, and they will move on sending the delegates to Hong Kong and getting my funds back. They're right on there. Then they ask for more payment. Number four, see the truth. You can see this fucking Brown Cotton is a real fraud star. And this is a conversation between Ann and Brown, and then we'll stop for the night. Ann says, no need to contact
me.
I will send the info out because this is the truth. The truth is from all of you who destroy
me.
Brown Cotton goes, send it now. Ann goes, fuck off. I'm doing. Never contact
me.
Use
me.
All of you use my source to arrest the criminals. Ha ha ha. Go to hell. Burn in hell.
Now she joined Twisted Sister.
Good band to join.
Wow, you know, she really is sore when you take her sources.
I will expose everything that you do to
me.
Brown says, you will see yourself in jail. Oh, if they have a mirror, you will.
Yeah.
And goes, threats.
I will expose this to the people around the world. Who uses
me?
All of you. You try to kill me. You are a real killer. James Miller, Parker Green, Eric Bohr are killing
me.
These hunters are doing it because of you. You cheat on the victim's money. Do not threaten
me
because you do this to me.
Me. Me.
Shall we stop?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's our tally?
Okay. We have three Mr. Davins. Joe's girl called that.
Yay, Joe's girl.
We have three Eric Bohrs. Joe called that.
Yay.
And we have zero mafias. Nobody called that.
Two.
So it's a split between Joe
and
Joe's girl.
We have no mafias?
Girl.
I feel like there was mafias in there.
I didn't hear any mafias. Did you?
No.
What was the takeaway from that?
The takeaway?
She's nuts.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but there's got to be more.
She has.
I got to summarize this for the folks.
She found a new font color?
No.
Well, she did.
What was that font color again?
It was Asian purple.
Asian purple.
She seems to be back on board that they're all scammers and mafias.
Yeah, she's getting that again, but she's just reiterating the same old arguments, but she still doesn't understand the basis of it. She thinks that there actually were gold bars.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
She thinks American soldiers stole gold bars from the Taliban.
Right,
And they really have them someplace. It's like...
And they needed to contact her. Write this down for me because I'm going to need to know this
okay.
later. And they needed to contact her for fucking help. So U.S. soldiers need to contact Anne for help with stolen gold bars from the Taliban. And, you know, maybe it all would have worked out if the FBI knew how to fucking fly to Japan.
Right.
That is a fucking loony broad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So.
No shit.
Me. All right. So let's. Where the fuck are my reads? Really? I didn't fucking print those out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. Thank God you're the boss.
I know.
Well, somebody should have them printed out. I gave them to you, everything.
Oh, well, I don't have them printed out. I'm on my phone.
What?
I have it on my phone. I have it ready to go.
Do you have the ones for Tower of Energy?
I don't have that. Sorry.
Well, pull up my little doc. You went to docs.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So we're going to.
Why don't we do my read for my Portobello read
first? Because I need to fucking tell her what to do. Because I can't fucking.
Fucking pissed off at me because you're not prepared.
Oh, really? You wouldn't be prepared too if you didn't fucking email me and I prepared you.
Let's see.
Are you in docs?
I am.
Go to June 11th.
Oh.
Davin's Den, June 11th.
Oh, it's in there. Oh,
yes,
wow.
That's the last time I fucking printed it out. Yeah, it was last week's show, Stu, but it's not that long ago.
No, it's docs is in.
For crying out loud, Joe, do your fucking
reading.
Oh, she's a, She is fucking.
I don't want
to
do the read. You yelled at me.
I'll fucking yell at you more if you don't. You can't win. Prepared to be yelled at. Hold on. What are you lost? Are you fucking lost? It's a Word doc.
I know, but it's like it doesn't seem to be.
What a fucking moron. Do the read, Joe.
You should have had it ready. Portobello is burning.
Get out of the way.
Could you stop? Like, I'm not going to do a read with you fucking barking over it.
You don't have a choice.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive. Would you shut up?
No.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by the lovely and charming Size-Putting Productions owner, Davin of Davin's Den, as we listen to the Cursed by the Printer. Experience! And we got a comedy show will be coming up, and he will have that available. He'll probably holler it at me, but experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Rempo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them at 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy LLC.
Oh, Barnyard Lane.
Smooth like sandpaper.
Hey, Joe's girl just said, "Don't yell at my pip."
Fuck you both. How you like them apples?
Not with your prick.
Not you and your girl and pip. Not you. You're fine. You're exempt. You did your read like a professional.
Yay.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with a total custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. The evenings are super fun, and their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and of course, don't forget the king of the grill or garage this Father's Day. Well, you could have had it for Father's Day. You can start it for next year. You can order a sign online for them to make or the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
A suggestion. For next week, print that out in large print so you can read it. Because when the sponsor's here, I don't want that.
It's not because I can't read it. I can read it fine. My mouth wasn't engaged.
Really? You're taking off your glasses. You're moving the fucking phone around like you're trying to land a plane.
No, I was moving it to keep out of the way of the mic.
Just fucking print it out. Print it out in large print.
I don't have a printer at home, so it's not like...
How do you not have a printer at home?
I don't have a printer at home.
You don't have a printer at home.
Yeah, I have a printer, but it's not worked for years.
And that's not something you ever need.
No.
This sounds like my wife.
Yeah, I understand why you didn't replace her. Why didn't you replace the printer?
I just haven't gotten to it.
Really? What are you waiting for? The next wave of technology? What is it, a fucking dot matrix?
Is that
how long it's been?
No.
Dot matrix.
Jesus, get a fucking printer like $100.
Okay. Yes, master.
No, if I was your master, you'd be fucking whipped and be doing better.
Ooh. Ooh.
The rooting
no.
Week, sponsor will be in here.
Yes.
Please. I would like a sponsor.
Yeah, I will try to tongue tie.
You can't even say untongue-tie.
I know.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I will do better.
She doesn't know you like the other sponsors do. She will. She. I don't know if she's going to accept
her. Yeah, she's not going to laugh like Russ laughs.
Yeah, exactly. He finds her ineptitude.
And we're not doing, and we, you know, and it's not like she does shows at her place like Portobello. We have him here, you
know. I know, and he likes me too. Well, at least there's no succulent meat in this read.
Thank God.
But,
she wrote it. I would have thrown the succulent meat, a succulent wine tasting.
Yeah, well, this is there going to be new copy for next week?
I don't know. Have that ready to go. I don't know. She'll be here. You might get off the hook, but I'll have her explain it.
Okay.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I would like more than the production I just witnessed.
Okay, it doesn't matter what I look like. They're listening.
Matters.
It doesn't matter what I look like. They're listening to me.
They were trying to.
Yeah, you don't have to move the curtain that much. I just stuck over one word. Yeah, and so now I get stuck on one word. What? How many? Jesus.
Well, the
owner, Jesus was not in the ring.
We will have Kim Poulos here next week.
By the way, Joe's girl wants to know if you've got a wedgie. Oh, my God, cranky old man, she's saying.
Is that something she enjoys with Joe? A little fucking wedgie action?
Funny. No, she's talking about you.
I understand, but she's fucking projecting is what she's doing.
No. Oh, she just said, it didn't sound like you were spitting all over the place.
What does that even mean?
Before, when you were ranting, it sounded like you were spitting.
I was ranting.
Yeah.
Right, look, I got to go to sleep.
Okay. All right.
Well, talk to your woman over there. Causing problems.
Gonna... Which one? Her or her?
No, which one?
I thought Helix might be happy, too.
We're both in trouble.
Funny. Well, anyway, the owner of KGI Design Group and Barnyard Lane Sign Company, Kim Poulos, will be joining us next week live in studio June 25th. But before she comes in and introduces herself, she wanted to drop a quick note to all of us and our loyal listeners. She writes, "Hi to all the listeners of Davin's Den. We are excited to begin our adventure with Davin, Joe, Pip, and the Davin's Den family as a sponsor. We really can't wait to get on the show and personally say hello. See, we all need to engage with our audience, especially your business. And we start all new relationships like this one and all others in life and business by simply saying hello. Our company, KGI Design Group, a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale, New York, will make that happen for you. Our currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to research your customers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Our 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give us a call today, 516-420-0013, to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find us on the web at kgidsinggroup.com. That is kgidsinggroup.com. Follow us, like us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and hashtag /sayhello and /Davin's Den to receive a special surprise. So, again, nice to meet this amazing crew and audience. Hello, and she will be saying that personally next week on the show on the 25th.
KGI, definitely check them out. Besides putting productions, need a comic, call us, go to davincomedy.com, drop me a line, davincomedy.com. Call me, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. We will hook you up.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. Every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, you can hear the Richter Observatory, which is a great classic music program. HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I'll be in Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
Hold on. And she fucking loves her husband, allegedly. And that's what she fucking did.
You're looking at me
with
daggers.
I'm watching you butcher your husband's fucking read.
My mouth is not working anymore.
Hollering over. Well, he hollers over the Portobello read. It's an Italian restaurant. It's not like it was a Greek restaurant with all the hollering.
God.
I'm sure Joe's read about where he'll be will be nice and smooth. And he won't have to fucking look at the sky as he tries to remember where the fuck he's going to be.
That's right, Devin.
Look at that. Is that a printout? now, Joseph?
Yes.
After 8 years, you're fucking learning.
No, this was the plug to Anthony's show. Oh, I just kept it, which Anthony never read today.
Oh, my God.
Because E-Rock goes, I'll make sure it's on his desk. And I'm watching the show today, and his desk is a jumble of paperwork. And I go, he's never going to fucking find it. It's I could see.
You're driving in the car when it shows.
I have the thing on my console.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not fucking staring at it. I'm driving. But so I'm watching the paper. I go, I see this jumble. I go, it's in there. I could practically see it on the bottom. He's never going to fucking see it. It's stupid. Just buried. No, read.
No.
But no, but if Anthony did do the read, I would say Uncle Vinny. I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow night, 528 Arnold Avenue, Point Pleasant. It's going to be an 8 o'clock show. I'm going to be with Rich Voss. So call 1-877 Uncle VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Then on Thursday, I will be at Governor's Comedy Club, Govs.com. That'll be an 8 o'clock show, and then I will be back at Governor's on Sunday. That will be a 7 o'clock show. Once again, Govs.com for all tickets and information.
Very good. All right. Thank you all for listening live. Thank everybody for checking out the podcast. Thank you to the two people who listened to us in Iran. That's a market we're really trying to cultivate. Analytics, and you're big in Iran.
Yeah, you know what? I like that.
We're also big in Oregon, too, which is weird. But we're big in Iran, which is really what I take to heart.
Well, hello, Oregonites.
Well, I'm focused on the Ayatollah, baby. You know what? When there's attacks going on in the Straits of Hormuz, I'd like to think our show's playing in the background.
You can hear us over the mortar fire.
The mortar? Oh, I thought you meant like the mortified.
No.
The mortar fire!
Mortify people like a super villain's machine.
No,
it's the mortify.
No.
Oh my God, America's
I'm being. I remember what I did with England.
you took out the mortifier.
Yes. You got it kicked off in England within 20 minutes. That was the old Joe. I'm the more older, refined, quieter Joe. Or tired of Joe.
Thank you all for listening. If you love us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Anyway, please keep on listening.
Bye-bye.